God remembered Noah, all the animals, and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth. The waters subsided. The deep's fountains and the sky's windows were also stopped, and the rain from the sky was restrained. The waters receded from off the earth continually. After the end of 150 days, the waters decreased. The ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, on Ararat's mountains. The waters receded continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. It happened at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven. It went back and forth until the waters were dried up from off the earth. He sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the surface of the ground. But the dove found no place to rest her foot, and she returned to him into the ark, for the waters were on the surface of the whole earth. He put forth his hand and took her, and brought her to him into the ark. He stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. The dove came back to him at evening, and behold, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. He stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, and she didn't return to him any more. It happened in the 601st year, in the 1st month, in the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked. He saw that the surface of the ground was dried. In the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go forth from the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring forth with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, including birds, cattle, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply on the earth." Noah went forth with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every bird, whatever moves on the earth after their families, went forth out of the ark. Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took of every clean animal, and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled the sweet savor. The Lord said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, because the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike everything living as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease."